Let us turn to 2 Corinthians 5:17. I have today a word of exhortation. It's just a word that's been in my spirit. And so I'm like, okay, Lord, then so be it. Praise God. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Truth be told, I could just read this scripture and sit down. It's a powerful scripture. No anxiety. See, my husband picked that up. I thank God. Amen. We ready? All right. It reads as follows, and I'm reading from the New American Standard Bible, NASB translation, and it reads as follows. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. Let me read it again. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. Praise God. In Christ. In Christ. What does it mean to be in Christ? I didn't say in church. There's a difference between being in Christ and being in church, a person going to church. Simply put, being in Christ is being born again of the Spirit of God. Everyone has a first birth. Everyone has been birthed, if you're here, sitting here, including Jaquila. A natural birth. Birth of the flesh and of fleshly desires. It comes with a natural birth. The second birth is of the Spirit of God. John 3:5, Jesus says, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. In verse 3:3, he says, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That is what it means to be in Christ, to be born again, to have the Spirit of God within oneself. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature, something we've never been before, a new creation. King James says a new creation. I didn't say renew. That's making something over, but we are new. We haven't been this before.
Preach, Pastor John.
Anybody, do we know anybody like that? Have we ever seen anybody that they're in Christ, they receive Christ, and all of a sudden they just this different person? Amen. Truth be told, that should be all of us.
That's right. Amen.
I mean, a different person. Well, I know. Besides myself and my husband and other folk, I know one somebody. Let's turn to Acts 9. Amen. Yes. Acts 9, chapter 9. And we're going to start at the 19th verse. But before we do that, I want to let everybody know that I'm speaking this morning if anyone is in Christ. In Christ. In Christ. Hallelujah. So, chapter 9, verse 19. And we're talking about Paul. Let's see what happened with Paul when he became a new person. Hallelujah. Actually, let's start at 17. And Ananias departed and entered the house, and after laying his hands on him, said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road by which you were coming, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Remember, I told you to be in Christ. Amen. You're born again of his Spirit. Amen. And immediately there fell from his eyes something like scales. Thank you, Jesus. And he regained his sight, and he arose and was baptized. And he took food and was strengthened. Let's keep reading. Now for several days, he was with the disciples who were at Damascus. And immediately he began to proclaim Jesus in the synagogue, saying, "He is the Son of God." So Paul has been born again. He's confessed Christ, that he is Lord, and he's filled with his Spirit. And he began to preach in the synagogue. He began to proclaim in the synagogue, saying he is the Son of God, that Christ is the Son of God. 21. And all those hearing him, listen to this. All those hearing him continued to be amazed and were saying, "Is this not he who in Jerusalem destroyed those who called on this name and who had come here for the purpose of bringing them bound before the chief priests?" But Paul kept increasing his strength and confounding the Jews who lived in Damascus by proving that this Jesus is Christ. Look carefully. It says, "Is this not he who in Jerusalem?" Is this not the man that used to destroy Christians? We all, you know, if you continue to read his story, he ordered hits on Christians, so to speak. When Stephen was stoned, he held the soldiers' clothes and that was stoning Stephen. He approved Stephen's stoning, and here he is now, a new creature Christ. This is a good picture.
Amen. That's right.
Somebody say in Christ. In Christ. He's a new creature.
Yeah.
But he kept on preaching. So sometimes when people are born again and they're a new creature and the Spirit of God is moving in their lives and making changes in their lives, people come against them because they don't believe. I believe right now, I wasn't going to talk about this, but I feel led to. Amen. There right now, I'm not going to say any names, but there is, he probably is not the only one. There's a man in the body of Christ now that used to literally serve Satan, that has been born again. He's been born again, and the people are running from him. They're running from him, but he's proclaiming Christ. God saved him.
Amen.
And he's serving the Lord, and his life is totally changing. He's going through the same thing that Saul went through. So when people are born again and they have these different past, and people try to know people in the flesh and not the Spirit, be encouraged.
Amen.
Be encouraged. For you shall overcome. You are already an overcomer in Christ.
Amen.
Jesus.
That's right.
Amen. Praise God. So we're a new in Christ. We're a new creature. We're a new creature. We're a new creation.
That's right.
Amen.
In Christ, the old things passed away. I won't be before you long. The old things are passed away.
Amen.
What old things, Pastor Giles?
Help somebody.
Well, first of all, our old sin nature.
Amen.
Which is bondage to sin.
Yeah,
now, I'm not saying, for the, you know, the scripture says, all have sinned and fallen short to the glory of God. I'm saying the bondage to sin. Christ has given us the victory through his resurrection. The power through his blood that he shed to release us from the bondage of sin.
That's right.
Praise God.
Amen.
And in case we don't know what that is, we can go to Galatians chapter 5 and it shows us the different deeds of the flesh. And these are just some of the things that we've been delivered out of. I'll name some of them. You can turn there if you want to, but we're not going to really read them. But Galatians 5, starting at verse 19, it says, now the deeds of the flesh are evidence, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, adultery, and we know them all. Outbursts of anger, jealousy, strifes, drunkenness, envy. All those that practice these things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But guess what? In Christ, we're a new creation. We're a new creature. And we're not in bondage to these activities.
That's right.
We're not in bondage to our old sin natures. Romans 6:17 says, but thanks to God, that though you were slave to sins, you became obedient from the heart.
Amen.
To that form of teaching that to which you were committed.
That's right.
And having been freed from sin, you became slaves to righteousness. Amen. See, the truth is, we're going to obey somebody.
Preach, yeah. Pastor Giles.
But in Christ, one has received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, they are now obedient to the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Now,
God.
What God wants us to know is that we have a right to be free.
Amen.
I believe that this is stirred up in my spirit, so I'm doing my best to preach this word. I want Holy Spirit to do it, and I'm doing this by faith, which is everything I'm talking about is by faith. But I've come across person after person after person that are in church that don't understand that they have a right to be free.
Preach,
amen.
Preach, Pastor.
Praise God.
I do. As a pastor, I do a lot of counseling. Not just in church, out in corporate America. People that go to church, they've received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. This is what they're saying to me, but they are not being taught that they are free in Christ. And that they're no longer bound.
That's right.
That Christ has won the victory.
Yes, yes.
By God.
Hallelujah.
My God. They don't even know it. But I said, I tell you today that in Christ, old things are passed away. Hallelujah. And the bondage to the sin nature is broken in the name of Jesus the Christ. Somebody's getting
Amen.
Free. Somebody's getting free even right now.
That's right.
The words Amen. That I said that you have the right as a child of God. Hey! To be free. People see other people, why are you so free? Why you have a right to sing the songs of Zion.
That's right.
You have a right
Preach.
To boast. in the Lord Jesus Christ. You have a right to testify. You have a right to shine. You have a right to allow the light of Christ to shine in your head, in your life. And the enemy is trying to tell people they don't. Shh, be quiet. Be quiet. You can't do that here. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Let the light of Christ shine. Hey, yes, Lord. All things are passed away. Guilt and shame are past sins.
Yeah.
There are many Christians, many apostles call them churchians. And it's true. It's people that are churchians but think they're Christians. Let that sink in. Yeah. That still they are bound by their guilt of their past sins. The guilt and the shame. But I'm going to say it again. A born-again believer has the right to be free.
Yes. Hallelujah. Amen.
Romans 8 and 1. You can turn there. Romans 8 and 1 says, y'all got it? I'm going to read it. We're going to be in Romans 8 for some other things. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are what?
Free.
In Christ. You got to get to the scripture. That's all right. You free. You free. Go ahead and shout it out. In Christ. I'm going to read it again. Therefore, that's a lot of therefores today. We got to find out what therefore is there for. Therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. No condemnation. Condemnation, and meaning condemning the believer for their past sins. The scripture says that Satan is the accuser of the brethren. Listen to this real close. He's the accuser of the brethren. So when you hear people accusing people of things all the time, maybe accusing the believer, guess who they come from? Guess what spirit they're speaking of? I don't care who it is. If they have a spirit of accusation against the believers, against the saints, because our job is to pray for one another. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, you're talking about a situation and it has to be addressed. I'm talking about people, you know, so-and-so and his wife, they got caught up and died. And yeah, he did it. That's the accuser of a brother. That is none of our business.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
As far as accusing them is concerned, we pray for one another. But the enemy even tries to do that within, you know, may try to oppress a believer to have them constantly thinking about their past. Constantly thinking about what they did wrong and what they lost because of what they did. The scripture says, therefore, there is now, right now, this very minute, I don't know who it is, this very minute, therefore, no, there is now, know it now, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:33 says, who? I like this. Who will bring a charge against God's elect?
Amen.
Everybody that's born again, raise your hand.
Amen.
You're born again. You're God's elect.
That's right. That's right.
Who?
Jesus.
Somebody say, who?
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 Who
will bring a charge against God's elect? And it said, God is the one who justifies. We're going to talk about that a little further down.
Amen.
34, it said, who is the one who condemns? Christ Jesus is he who died. Christ died for you.
Amen.
Christ died for the believer.
Amen.
Who?
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Y'all, I'm getting happy. I think
Amen.
I'm loosening up now.
Amen.
Who will bring a charge against God's elect? He, Christ Jesus, is the one who died. Yes, rather who was raised. See, the power is in his resurrection.
That's right.
Amen. Praise God.
And when we were born again, we proclaimed that he is Lord,
yes,
that he forgave our sins, and that he died and he rose again with all power in his hands.
That's right.
He's the one who died. He's the one who was raised again. He's the one who gave us the power to be free. Who is at the right hand of God who also intercedes for us? What a comfort to know. First of all, the Lord is letting us know right now, no one has a right to bring the charge against God's elect, not the enemy. We're speaking. God is the one who justifies. He's the one who made us right with God.
Amen.
Through Christ Jesus.
That's right.
That's what justification means.
Amen.
Right standing with God. Justified. Justified. Somebody made a joke. Just if I had never done it.
That's right.
You like that? That's a good way to remember it.
Yeah.
Because he washes. We sing that song. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the justification. Washed it away. So right now, what can make me whole again?
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, how precious is that blood that makes me white as snow. No other help I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Y'all got that?
Yes. Hallelujah.
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 Somebody say in Christ.
In Christ.
Yes, in Christ. So all things are passed away. All things are passed away. So no longer in bondage to sin. We're not in bondage to the guilt and shame of past sins. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And you know what? Our eternal destination has changed. Yeah.
Help somebody.
Hallelujah.
In Colossians 1 and 13, it says that the Lord has delivered us from the kingdom of darkness.
Yes.
Y'all want to go there? Let's go to Colossians 1 and 13. Hallelujah. That is. Thank you for the word of God. He said, for he delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved son. He delivered us from the domain, from the dominion, from the rule of darkness. Before we knew Christ Jesus, we were children of disobedience. We were children of darkness. We were not children of God. But he delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved son. So we are now under the domain of the kingdom of God. And that starts right now. Don't you know eternal life starts right now?
Preach, Pastor
John. We're in eternal life right now. Sure, when he calls us home or if he comes back, we just continue in eternal life. We've come alive in Christ Jesus. Somebody say, in Christ, I'm alive. I'm alive. But before we were in Christ, we were dead. Spiritually dead. People that are not in Christ are literally, you ever heard of a zombie? Well, I don't want to go there. They're walking dead. Yeah. Amen. So that's the urgency of us allowing our light to shine, the light of Christ to shine in us, because of that very fact. We have neighbors, we have family members, we have co-workers. Citizens in our cities that are dead spiritually. And God loves them. He wants them, and he wants to use us to show them the truth through our life, through the light that's shining through us. Amen?
Amen.
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 Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, in John 3:17, it says, "For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him." He says, "He who believes in him is not judged, but he who does not believe, they have already been judged." In other words, he don't have to come and judge them. The fact that they won't believe in Christ, this is real. And see, and this is the separation.
Amen.
This is the separation right here. Jesus Christ, in Christ. This is the word of God. And he's showing us and telling us it's not okay that a person does not believe Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Believe in Jesus Christ. Because they are judged. Because they don't believe.
That's right.
Yeah. Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. That's the bottom line. I don't care how ecumenical an event may be, or a person may be, the bumper sticker with all the signs. You notice that the Christian sign is last. But it doesn't matter because we're not a part of that. That does not fly with Scripture.
Amen.
Jesus is either Lord of all or he's not Lord at all. He's Lord of all. There's no compromising. There's no moving. Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen.
Somebody say in Christ.
Amen. In Christ.
In Christ. In Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Here's my paper. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold.
Yes.
Look, take a look, see. Hallelujah. Look over here. Hey, attention.
Amen.
Behold, new things have come. And we talked about the eternal destination. We have a new eternal destination. We're in the kingdom of God. We just talked about that. Hallelujah. We have a right to be called a child of God and receive the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. In John 1:12, hallelujah, it says, "But as many as received him, then he gave the right. To them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." Hallelujah. We've been given his Spirit. Hallelujah. In Romans 8. Hallelujah. Let's turn there.
Amen.
Behold, new things have come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Romans 8, starting at verse 14. "For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you have not received a spirit of slavery." There it is again.
Amen.
We're not in bondage.
Amen.
We have a right to be free.
Amen.
"Spirit of slavery leading to a spirit of, leading to fear again." See, that bondage to sin brings about fear. It's all together. "But you have received a spirit of adoption as sons."
Amen.
"By which we cry out, Abba, Father."
Amen.
Hallelujah. "The Spirit himself bear witness with our spirit that" what? "We are children of God."
Amen.
Amen. "Behold, new things have come." We have a right to be a child of God. We got a right to. You have some people that they can't say that. They don't know that they are a child of God. They are a child of the creator of all creations in Christ Jesus. Many people are bound by the words that have been spoken to them in their childhood, even though they've said the prayer and they've come up to the altar and they said the prayer. Yeah. Yeah. God has set them free from carrying those bondages of the words that were spoken over them throughout their lives when they were small, through their parents, through siblings. Oh God, you are free in the name of Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
Even right now by his word, you are children of God. Hallelujah, Abba Father. Behold, new things have come. We're in right standing with God. We talked about that. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ. We're in this thing together. He is our Lord. You are not alone. But even if you were, you're in a good place. Hallelujah. Justified, it means made righteous. And we're at peace with God. Now listen at that. We are at peace with God in Christ. We are at peace with God. We have made our peace with God in Christ. Before we were in Christ. Now peace, it means no hostility. Romans 8 says the mind of the flesh is hostile to God. It does not subject itself to the law of God, nor can it.
That's right.
Yeah. Somebody say in Christ.
In Christ.
In Christ. New things have come.
Yes,
new things have come.
Praise you, Lord.
I am a child of God. Right standing with God,
yes,
justified in Christ, at peace with God.
Yes.
Somebody need to hear that.
Yes.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Shoot. Praise God.
Yes,
but you are sanctified. You are made. You know what? In Christ, we are holy. Somebody say that. Say,
in Christ,
I am holy. That means you're holy, you are set apart, you are consecrated for the purposes of God. You are holy. And not for sin. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Lord. In 1 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 9. 3:11. Actually, we're just going to read verse. No, we better read the whole thing. Praise God.
Amen.
Says, or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor the covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. Okay, now we can hear these things and some of us can say, uh-oh. But guess what? The next verse says, such were some of you. That's that new creature again. Such were some of you. But you were washed. But you were sanctified, you were set apart, but you were justified in the name of Jesus Christ and in the spirit of our God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody say in Christ,
in Christ,
I am holy.
I am holy.
I am set apart.
I am set apart.
I am consecrated.
I am consecrated.
In Christ.
In Christ.
All right then.
Amen.
In Christ, we're blessed with every spiritual blessing. Now we get into some good stuff. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, what I'm preaching today, what I'm sharing with you today, it's not the full list. This is not all of your benefits. My God.
Right.
The whole word of God. This is The word of God is your treasure.
Amen.
Amen. Everybody needs a word. They need to get a word. Get the word of God. Hallelujah. They're on the phones and everything now. So no one is without excuse from having the word of God. Without revelation, my people perish. Did I say that already today? Well, the word of God is our revelation. Blessed, we are blessed with every spiritual blessing. That is the blessing of Abraham, promises made for Israel. Ephesians 1 and 3. Let's turn there. Let's look there. Praise God. Galatians 3. Okay. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Who is us? Who is us? Yay. Those that are where? In Christ. Blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. In where? In Christ. There it is. In Christ. I'm telling you, in Christ Jesus. Every spiritual blessing. Well, when I see that, I think of the blessings of Abraham. Galatians 3, 13. Amen. Tells, I know I'm giving you a lot of scripture, but like I said, I just it's a word of exhortation. It's just something that was stirring in my spirit. Praises be thy God. It says, Christ, starting at 13, I'm going to read 13 and 14. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. So I want to stop right there and talk about verse 13. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law.
Amen.
So, and having become a curse for us. In other words, He fulfilled the obligations that the curse of for the curse of the law.
Amen.
In Christ.
Amen.
For those that are in Christ, the curse is still out there for those that are not in Christ. And those that want to choose to walk in the curse, it is still available, God forbid. Okay, in chapter 14, in verse 14, it says, in order that Christ Jesus, the blessing, order that in Christ, somebody say in Christ, in order that in Christ Jesus, the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles. You know who the Gentiles are? That's us. We were not naturally born a Jew, but spiritually we were born a Jew. People of God. And because of Christ Jesus, only in Christ Jesus, we receive the blessing of Abraham because we are included. We have been grafted in into the family of God, into the people of God.
Amen.
So that in order that in Christ Jesus, the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles. Why? So that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Through faith.
Amen.
Praise God. So let's go to Deuteronomy 8 and 1. We're going to look at some of these blessings that are ours. Somebody say, in Christ.
In Christ.
In Christ. Hallelujah. Behold, new things have come. And I'm almost done. Hallelujah. All right, Deuteronomy 28, and I'm going to start at verse 1. Now it shall be, if you diligently obey the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandments, which I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. The nations of the peoples, that includes us. Verse 2, all these blessings will come up on you and overtake you if you obey the Lord your God. All these blessings, y'all ready for them?
Amen.
He says, blessed shall you be in the city, And blessed shall you be in the country. I got a question. What city are we in? Are we blessed in the city? We're blessed in Hempstead. We're blessed where we go. We're blessed in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. So wherever you go, you are blessed. Rural urban. Blessed shall be the offspring of your body. I'm telling you again, you have a right to these blessings.
Listen, listen.
That's the word of the Lord. You have a right to these blessings. The enemy has tried to lock out and block the knowledge of these blessings in believers. Blessed shall you be, shall be the offspring of your body, your children, and the produce of your ground, and the offspring of your beast. These are your investments. Those that own a business, you have a right to be productive. Those that write books, you have a right to be productive and getting that book out. And getting that book sold. Be it that it's a book that's promoting the things of God and not contrary to the things of God. Specify that. But someone that is in Christ, they're doing it for God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The increase of your herd and the young of your flock. So that's increase in our lives, that what we put our hands to shall be blessed. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. You came in here blessed. You're going to go out blessed. You're going to go out in the city blessed. Where you go, you take the blessings of the Lord with you. The Lord shall cause your enemy, listen to this, to those that are going through some spiritual warfare in Christ. Hallelujah, you have a right. He says, amen. The Lord shall cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before you. Did you hear that?
Amen.
They will come out against you one way and will flee before you seven ways. You ever been in a situation and someone may have tried to come up against you, and next thing you know it, things, and it's not to gloat over what they, sometimes we don't even know that a person is coming against us. And then we see what's happening.
Amen.
I think somebody's relating to this. So we want to pray for, we want to pray for our enemies.
Amen.
But this is the word of the Lord to his people.
Amen.
You have a right in Christ.
Amen.
The Lord will command a blessing upon you and your bonds. And all that you put your hands to, I said that earlier. That's where it came from, right there. The Lord will command the blessing. He will command the blessing upon you in your bonds, in all that you put your hands to. And he will bless you in the land which your Lord, your God, gives you. Gonna bless you right there in your house. Now. And on your property.
Amen.
Praise God. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, as he swore to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. So all the peoples of the earth will see you, will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will be afraid of you, meaning that they will have the fear of the Lord upon them. They will see that you are with the Lord.
Amen.
You ever seen a situation where a person knows that this person is holy, they you know, oh no, take your hat off when you go around Miss so and so. Yeah. No, man, put that cigarette out.
Amen.
You can't do that around her.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You know, I look at this and I'm like, you know, the people with Israel, their enemies knew, sometimes their enemies knew the power of God more than his people did. So much so, they didn't mess with them.
All right.
We have that same thing on us.
That's right.
The Spirit of the Lord is with us.
Yes.
He's a wall of fire around us in the glory in our midst.
Amen.
Since Zechariah.
Amen.
He's the wall of fire around us in the glory in our midst. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord will make you abound. Are y'all getting this down? This is those that are where? In Christ. The Lord will make you abound in prosperity in the offspring of your body and in the offspring of your beast and in the produce of your ground in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord will open for you his good storehouse, the heavens, to give rain to your land in its season and to bless all the works of your hands. How many times did he say that? And you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. Huh. Somebody say, ooh, thank you, Jesus. I heard that.
Christ, amen.
Amen. It is a reality that you do not have to be a borrower, but you can be a lender. Let me correct that. You are not a borrower. You are a lender. You are not in bondage. We are not in bondage.
Amen.
The Lord will make you the head. Now, I love this one. Now, I grew up on this one. When I was born again, this is one of the first scriptures I learned. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail.
Amen.
You don't get the leftovers. You have a right to get good stuff.
Amen.
To get the new stuff. Hallelujah. And you only will be above, and you will not be underneath.
Amen.
You don't belong there.
Amen.
We do not belong underneath. Underneath anything that the enemy would try to bring our way.
Amen.
You have a right in Christ. If you listen to the commandments of the Lord your God, which I charge you today, to observe them carefully. In Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now you may ask, I've been sitting here. I've been listening to what all these people that's in Christ have, who they are. They're prosperous. They're free from bondage of sin. They don't have to be stuck. Like our sister said she was delivered from addiction.
Yes. Hallelujah.
They don't have to be stuck there.
Amen.
I've been listening to this.
Amen.
I want to be in Christ.
Amen.
I want to be in Christ.
Amen.
How to become a person in Christ? Accept Jesus Christ as Lord. Proclaim that he is Lord. Romans 10:9-10 says that if you confess your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. From with the heart a person believes, and this results in righteousness. And with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. And then he says, whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. This is how one becomes a person in Christ. And then once they've done that, they must be baptized into Christ.
Amen.
For all who were baptized into Christ have clothed themselves with Christ.
Praise
Him.
Praise
Him.
If anyone is in Christ,